Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
He still believes the American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jill Hennessy joins us here. You know her for her roles on Law & Order. She played Claire Kincaid for three seasons, and then Crossing Jordan. She's been on so many things, and she's back with a brand new, it's a prequel to the Hallmark hit series, When Calls the Heart, and it's Hope Valley 1874. It premiered on Hallmark Plus last Saturday, streaming new episodes every Thursday, and Jill joins us here in the National Defense. Jill, how are you?
Good morning, Randy. I'm actually wonderful that I'm with you. This is fantastic.
Hey, listen, it's fantastic to talk to you. I've seen your work in a lot of things, and I did not know that you were such a talented singer. And I just listened to a couple of your songs, Ghost in My Head, and I love 10,000 Miles. That's a great song.
Oh, thank you. So you just made my day by saying that, hon. I really appreciate you saying that. Those songs mean a lot to me.
Well, I mean, it's just, so, it's not fair that somebody should be that talented, Jill. I mean, you know, it's one thing to be a good actor, but I mean, you know, that's a little over the top. Hey, and the other thing that I kind of dug into the When Calls the Heart, and the huge fan base known as the Hearties. I mean, these people, they're serious.
Oh yes, these fans, the Hearties, do not mess around, and they want complete authenticity. And if they don't like a love triangle or some choices the character's making, they let you know. and the producers read all the social media stuff, man, so they're always like combing through social media to say, did they like this choice? Did they not like this choice? But they've been wonderful. I mean, I've gotten such wonderful outreach from the Hearties on, say, Instagram, and people just reached out with the most positive things, just sort of giving me a warm embrace, which I so appreciate, because you're stepping into kind of big shoes when you're doing a prequel to a very popular show.
Yeah, I mean, everybody already knows every single word of the original show, and then to come in here and tell you how this came to be, it's called Hope Valley 1874, and it's especially kind of close to my heart because we are based right here in Hallmark City. We're in Kansas City. And so,
no.
Absolutely. And Hallmark seems to be, and maybe you feel this, maybe you don't. Is Hallmark having a moment here? I mean, over the past few years, the Chiefs have done their Christmas specials and different things like that. But man, it seems like this is like a new revitalized Hallmark.
100%, man. And what's interesting is I think like shows like Hope Valley 1874, I pray will draw new viewers to Hallmark and Hallmark Plus, because this show is, it's also a standalone. I mean, and it's really gritty. It's so well shot. The acting on this, I loved, man. It was nice to go to work and actually be able to just play with people who were so spontaneous. The writing was beautiful. It was a really positive environment. And the last show I just worked on was City on a Hill on Showtime with Kevin Bacon, which was wonderful. I love that, man. That was dark, really kind of disturbing, kind of traumatic, but I kind of like playing in that territory anyway. But this, for me, it was just this nice escape to go to work with really nice people, with plot lines that were so positive and yet really emotional. I found myself tearing up in places I didn't think I would, because they actually were talking about stuff that I can really relate to that I rarely see depicted on TV shows. So it's very, Hallmark's doing a pretty great job right now.
Yeah. We're talking to Joe Hennessy here on The National Defense, the new show Hope Valley 1874. And I think new episodes every Thursday. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And so is this going to it's going to expand the fan base for the people that like When Calls the Heart, but it may just develop its own following on its own, right?
I really hope so, man, because I know they're sort of branching out with our show, because it carries a lot of the beautiful things that the Hardys, that When Calls the Heart fans love, but it's also added a few other dimensions that make it a little more raw, a little more gritty. And there's a completely different look. So hopefully Hallmark Plus is going to broaden your fan base here with something that's a little different than the normal offerings.
And where do you shoot this?
We shoot this outside of Vancouver. It's about a 45-minute drive from downtown Vancouver. And it's close to the set where they shoot When Calls the Heart. So we've got to walk to their beautiful set from the 1920s to our little mud pit, which just has trading posts and boarding house that's basically fallen apart. And because of all the rain we were getting with the atmospheric river this winter in Vancouver and the West Coast, we had like a foot deep mud most of the time, and people were losing their boots. And the sports crew, they were amazing, man. But yeah, it was pretty tough when you're out in the rain for 18 hours, you know, before the sun comes up, after the sun goes down. And we were trying to stay warm at points. We got a lot of stories, man. It was insane.
Wow. And then you've got to go back for your New York City residency at the City Vineyard. You got a final show on the 28th with Bruce Springsteen. What?
Well, actually, I performed in Jersey with Springsteen in January when he's involved with a great foundation called Light of the Day, which funds research for degenerative brain issues. And he made a surprise visit in January, right after my set. I did one of my songs, and then I did a cover of No Surrender. And he got on stage with Willie Nile, and it was an empty mic.
Wow.
So, of course, I was about 12 feet from that empty mic, and I asked the producer of this event, Tony, I'm like, dude, can I grab that mic? And he said, Jules, you get your butt out there. Get your butt out there and you sing that song. So I jumped out and sang Willie Nile's One Guitar with Bruce.
It was so cool. Oh yeah, that's one of those, you know, those moments that you can't believe it's happening at the time. So that's
exactly 100%, man.
Pretty cool. Hope Valley 1874. New episodes every Thursday on Hallmark Plus. Joe, it's a pleasure to meet you. So great talking to you.
So lovely to meet you. You are wonderful. I really appreciate your words. Thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective. It does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Oh. Forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m., subject to availability.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
It's Randy Miller, and you know, this is becoming my favorite veterans group of all time. We have them on all the time, and I'm so proud of them and what they've done, their mission, Songwriting with Soldiers. It's been fun to watch the evolution, actually, of a lot of what they've done, because they started out with just songwriting, and they started releasing the music, and their mission is to transform lives by using collaborative songwriting to build creativity, connections, and strengths. And the first 7 tracks are streaming now, and the latest one, The One They Call, man, what a song. Unconventional, powerful love song from Army Sergeant First Class Matthew Chapman and his wife Debbie, and was written with acclaimed singer-songwriter Radney Foster. And Radney joins us here on the National Defense. Radney, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. And, you know, that song was a joy to write. It really was.
I got to tell you, it's such a great song.
Thanks.
And they've all been. We've talked to everybody that's recorded the first 6 before this one, and they just all been from that point. And I'm not a veteran, but our audience is active duty military veterans and their families, and
sure.
So you know, we hear from veterans every day, but it just strikes a chord. And I know that as a great song. Writer, that's the whole idea, right?
That's the whole thing. And you know, I got involved with Songwriting with Soldiers starting from the very first retreat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my buddy Darden Smith started.
Oh, sure.
Over a decade ago, and it was me and him and a guy named Jay Clementi, who is now the musical director at Songwriting with Soldiers.
Oh, wow.
But anyhow, you know, this song was written about 10 years ago. It was the very first couples retreat that Songwriting with Soldiers had ever undertaken. And so we were husbands and wives in the deal, and they all had come from EOD, bomb disposal,
wow,
which is really hazardous duty. And every one of them said, well, I got a this there, and I got, you know, I mean, they've all had something.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I go in to write the very first time with a couple in this situation, and I said, well, what do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to write about? You know, and they said, well, we want you to help tell our love story. And I said, okay. And, so they met the old fashioned way online, you know, but this is back when it was like chat rooms, and he was stationed in Germany.
He was
in the States, you know, and so it was somebody he could talk to at night, you know, and so they kind of fell in love just from talking on the phone and, you know, writing letters back and forth and that kind of thing. And they of course got stateside and they were madly crazy about each other. And, she had turned him down twice. He asked her twice to marry him, and she was a little older than he was. And so she's like, I don't know, I just get scared you're going to get tired of me, or I love you, but I'm not sure yet, you know. And then he found out that he was going to deploy overseas to, I can't remember if it was Afghanistan or Iraq, but I think it was Afghanistan. And, I think he was in both places. He found out that he was going to deploy, and she, you know, called the county courthouse and made arrangements for them to have an appointment, you know, in front of a judge. And she said, look, I've made an appointment, and if the offer still holds, you know, I'd like to marry you on Friday. And he said, babe, what changed your mind? She said, and I'm going to get emotional about this. I did when they told me. She said, if anything happens to you, I want to be the one they call. And if that's not love, I don't know what is. You know, I mean, it's that is choosing love over fear in the biggest way, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I really wrote it from that point of view. And then, you know, and so the song, you know, sat there with an acoustic demo in our archives, or in Songwriting the Soldier's archives, sure, for years. And then they approached me and said, hey, we've gotten some funding to put some of these things out, you know, with full band renditions. And we just think that's such a powerful song, man. I really, you know, would you consider doing it? I said, yeah, but, you know, talked to Jay and I said, I just think it really should be a duet. And he said, I agree. And he said, well, let me tinker with it. And then I thought, well, who? And he asked me, who do you think could really be sing it with you? I said, you know, I've, you know, just on a unprofessional basis, you know, just because we're both singers and love each other's music and often play, you know, a lot of festivals together. You know, I've sung harmony with Kelly Willis a gazillion times.
Perfect.
And so I called her up and I said, hey, will you listen to this? Would you consider it? And she wouldn't call me back. She texted me back. She said, I will absolutely sing this song with you, and I really want to. She said, but I just got to figure out how to stop crying.
Yeah, right. Randy.
It was really emotional. And then later when we got to the studio, she told me, she said, what you don't know is I am an Army brat. You know, I followed my dad all the time, all over the country as a little kid, and then finally kind of landed in the Washington, D.C. area. And she said, I know what it was like to wait for, you know, a dad who'd been in harm's way.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, okay, that's a God thing.
Yep.
You know, it just,
yep,
you know, just out of the blue go, okay, I'm supposed to pick you, right? And so it.
It's just such a natural blend of your voices, and you can tell that there's so much emotion behind it. And Randy, when you first heard that story from Debbie,
I had tears streaming down. The funny tell me the story. I was like, I don't even know how I start. It really was the first thing. Was like, tell me more. Let me get more details. And I sat there for we had 2 hours, two hours and 15 minutes, maybe, you know, in our session. And the first hour was just me listening and writing stuff down. Just writing down everything they said. That's like, I'd say, I'm paying attention. Just keep going. Keep writing it.
Right.
And almost all of those details ended up in that song.
As a songwriter, you had to be, I know you're emotional and really drawn to their story, but as a songwriter, you had to also be like, wow. Okay.
Oh no! Wow. Oh yeah. I knew the title immediately. I want to be the one they call.
Yeah. Oh wow.
That was obvious to me.
Sure.
But you know, and she said, Debbie said out of her mouth, she said, you know, you can meet me at the courthouse. I got time off of work, and you don't have to wear a suit. You know. So I when she said you don't have to, you know, I said, well, what else did you tell him? What, you know, it's kind of poking at her a little bit, you know, and she kept coming up with these details. And when she said, you don't have to wear a suit, I went top of the chorus and I just started singing, meet me at the courthouse, you don't have to wear a suit, you know, and it's like, okay, that was what, you know, that was what got me started, was having that, a little bit of melody, and that's such a human thing. Like, you can be who you are. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to get all dressed up.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Vietnam-era veteran Bob Martin founded Veterans Care Charity to assist homeless veterans and struggling families nationwide. What began as a small outreach effort now distributes hygiene kits, blankets, clothing, and disaster relief supplies across the country. Martin's organization partners with community groups to address housing insecurity and health needs, emphasizing dignity and stability. His philosophy remains rooted in military values. No one gets left behind, especially at home. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
10% of the workforce next year starts to enter the economy. These fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
We're talking to Radney Foster here in the National Defense. Songwriting with Soldiers, and the one they call is out, streaming everywhere. And, you kind of alluded to this, Radney, but generally that's the opposite view that people take of someone being deployed. They don't want to They never want to get the call. They just, And so to step up like that, like Debbie did, wow. That's
and to me, it really is choosing love over fear.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, they're going to call somebody else. I'm crazy in love with you, and I'll spend my life with you. And it took this for me to finally get it out of my mouth and take the courage of the leap, you know?
Wow.
And, and he said, and he actually said the first line of the song. He said, yeah, nothing about us really looks right on paper. I mean, this is not supposed to work, you know? It's like we met in a chat room.
Right. Yeah.
He's got kids. I don't, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
Know? He said, it's like I became a... And apparently he's been a real good stepdad, you know? So, I mean, and, they came to Nashville. It was Kelly and I's second gig together. We decided to do a tour with the two of us sitting on stools, you know, side by side, two acoustics. And I'd do one of mine. She'd sing harmony with me. We'd do one of hers, and I'd, play lead guitar and sing harmony with her. And then knowing that we're also going to do the one they call. Well, Mike and Debbie showed up, and it was it was just, it was awesome to see them again.
And you did it there?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Wow.
You talk about emotional. That one was tough to get through.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll bet.
They were right in the room, and I said, you know, please give it up for the Chapmans, you know, at the end of the song. Wow. And the whole place, the roof went off the place. It was so great.
But, you know, that had to be for them, I mean, written 10 years ago. And then to find out that, like, crazy number, like 7,000 songs that have been written with songwriters with Soldiers, to find out that that's the song they not only selected, but that's the one that Randy and Kelly are going to do, and that's the one that's going to be released. They had to be kind of blown away by that, huh?
Oh, they were blown away. They were so excited. I sent them, you know, the track right after it was mixed and mastered. You know, I asked Jay, do I have permission to send him the song? He said, absolutely. You know, yeah. You know, we sent him the song, and that was a big deal for them.
Oh,
they
man.
Really, really loved it.
Well, you know, I talked a little bit about the evolution of Songwriting with Soldiers, and since you were there from the beginning, it really just kind of started out to be kind of a cathartic thing and get your feelings out there, talk to somebody. Understandably, that's something that's very tough for a lot of veterans to do, is to talk to somebody, especially about their experience. And so I think it's getting a little easier now, but that was the mission from day one, is to just get it down on paper, let them talk it out, and that would be the benefit, right?
Yeah. I always tell a lot of vets and active duty folks that I've written with, and it came out at a first retreat, and Darden was really the one who came up with it. But I said, you know, that's a really good analogy, especially for guys who've been on the ground. You know, if they're in you know, Marines or Army, you know, really, I always could talk about their pack. How much did your pack weigh? They all take, man, they knew to the half pound.
Right.
You know, right? And it was like, well, it's only supposed to be 54 pounds, but I was carrying 63 because, I, you know, they would tell you all about it, man. Yeah. You know? And I said, look, you just wrote about losing, you know, one of your best friends overseas in combat, or you just talked about getting wounded and coming home, or you just, it was really, you know, intense stuff, you know, and you were willing to share that with me, and we ended up writing a song together because of it. And they always walk out of there changed, and I always walk out of there changed.
I'll bet.
And
oh, yeah.
The cool thing is I could tell them, I was like, okay, you've got this thing in your phone now, you know, you've got this thing, mm-hmm. you know, right here. And if they didn't have a smartphone, I mean, we'd burn them a CD or something in the early days.
That's powerful.
And said, look, you need to play this for your wife and kids. You need to play this for your drinking buddies. You need to play it for your AA group. You need to play it for your pastor or your bowling league.
Right.
I don't care who, or the guys you were deployed with. You know, it's like, use it. You need to walk around the block and listen to it 15 times in a row in headphones. Let it speak to you. Hmm. Let it change you. Hmm. You know, and then when you get through, put it back on the shelf. Take the pack off.
Hmm.
You know, you'd always ask me, what was the best feeling when you got back to your hooch or to your base camp? And they were like, oh, taking that damn pack off. You know? Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, man, let this be your pack and let it.
That's cool.
You know, let it let go. Let it help you let go of that stuff, you know? And it really, that's really, I think, one of the uses. And I also think just the doing of it is a kind of a piece of magic. Any songwriter will tell you that,
sure.
you know, songwriting is cheaper than therapy.
Yeah.
You know, it always has been for me.
Yeah.
And, cause it is, you know, the ones that are real, the ones that people care about hearing, even the ones on the radio, I mean, there are ones that, and I've written them, you know, that are just, it's about, you know, it's about dancing, it's about having a good time on Saturday night, and it's not about anything heavier than that.
Yeah.
You know, but the ones that are really real, that really make you want to pull the car over and call your mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the ones that make fans. You know, that's one that touch people's lives. They come up to you, you know, after the show's over. It's like, you don't have any idea how much that Nobody Wins song means to me. I mean,
wow.
It's like, you know, I almost walked out of the door, and that, you know, that was the difference, you know. And
That was a great song. You've written so many great songs, Randy. I mean,
thanks very much, and
big hits for people like Keith Urban and Sarah Evans and on down the line. How does this stand up to some of those really big hits? Because I mean, I would put this up against maybe just about anything.
Oh, thanks, man. I think this one, you know, that is an interesting thing because, you know, the job when you're with a service member is not to write a hit. Your job is to tell their story.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether it's going to be a hit or not. You can't help but want to do a good job.
Sure.
Sometimes the subject matter is so heavy that, you know, that this is like, this is very deeply personal and this thing is only going to, you know, be for a particular group,
right.
You know, and really for the person you've written it with,
yeah.
You know, I mean, having written with a woman about sexual assault, you realize that it's like, this is intense and it's heavy and I'm not sure it's ever going to be on any radio station, you know, but at the same time, it was very cathartic for her. And I considered it a joy and an honor that, you know, this person was so amazingly open to talk about with me about that.
How many of these have you written with vets?
I've been to at least one retreat, if not two or three, every year for the last 12 or 13 years.
Wow.
So, and you typically write three group songs and then, you know, two individual with another person, you know, or with a group of people. And then you'll write, so, you know, four songs a weekend for God knows, 20, 25, 30 weekends. So I don't know.
That's a lot of songs.
Close to 100 songs, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And now, you know, they have expanded so much. They have one day retreats that they do through Warrior Path. Mm-hmm. And, they have over 150 of those a year. And they have about a dozen to 15 group retreats, all over the country, you know. So those, and I've been more involved in the group retreats than the Warrior Path stuff. But, a lot of the people that I've, worked with have been involved with Warrior Path, and that's kind of how they got to a songwriting control with Soldiers group retreat.
Where does your heart for veterans come from? Did you have a lot of vets in your family?
My dad served.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
And I grew up right next to an Air Force base, so I knew lots of guys, especially in the 60s and in the 70s. You know, I knew a lot of kids my age whose dads were serving in Vietnam.
Yep.
You know, flying into harm's way. And, you know, that I think was, you know, I saw the difficulty in that for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think that's part of it, but I have to say that the songwriting with Soldiers has made a much deeper relationship and a place in my heart for those who serve. It can't help but do it because you sit down with people who've been willing to sacrifice for their country, first of all, and swear an oath to the Constitution, mm-hmm. You know, and all of a sudden, willing to put their lives on the line, you know, and you get a chance to talk about either the toughest experience of their lives or the greatest experience of their life or the worst experience of their lives. And sometimes it's all three.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a very, very intimate and intense thing. And it really will, give you a big heart for those who serve our country in that way.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA Crisis Line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings, unbeatable value, just for you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Like, you had a vet that lived over here. You had a military spouse over there. That doesn't happen anymore. Nobody, you know, you don't talk about seeing a lot of veterans in your neighborhood or you know, where you shop and different things. So there was a lot more of that coming up for sure. And
well, I couldn't help it where I lived because it was an Air Force, an Air Force base that trained almost every pilot in the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow. We just got back. We just showed it to Camp Pendleton last month. And Robert Irvine came out and fed 350 hungry Marines, which was was a lot of fun. But the thing that strikes you, you know, when you actually see who the active duty military are, they're kids. They're kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're, you know, 19, 20, 21.
19, 20 years old, yeah.
And I was like a little bit blown away by that, you know? I mean, they're, like you say, they're ready to go. They're ready to lead their family. They're ready to do their duty, but they're still, I mean, they're, you know, young.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a goddaughter who's a, Marine helicopter pilot. She's young. She's a kid. She's 23 years old, you know.
Yeah. We did a show at Whiteman Air Force Base on the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2. And they did a little flyby. And so the B-2 comes back around and lands. And everybody's waiting for this, you know, four-square dude to step out of the cockpit and, you know, muscle-bound. 22-year-old petite female flew that thing.
Yeah.
And man, that was pretty cool. That was a cool moment. Well, man, it's so nice to talk to you. Really appreciate your work with songwriters, with soldiers, and the work that they do. I mean, it's just incredible. And these songs, man, I mean, they just keep getting better and better. And
People should listen to the other ones that are out there off of the. You can go to the channel on either Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your streaming done. I mean, you can listen, and there's some really great songs.
Yeah, most of them very emotional. Very emotional.
Oh yeah, but also some of them are really joyful. You know.
Yeah.
And some of them had this they've just put out one. I'm not sure if it's out yet, but I know that they've recorded it, and it's either out or it's about to come out. But my friend Will Kimbrough, with a group of soldiers, wrote At Ease. And it's just taking that phrase that you could be at ease, and it's just telling us, like, you know, be at ease, my friend, at ease.
Wow.
You know, and it's a really cool play on words, but it's also just this really warm-hearted sort of like, oh, okay, we're all in this together, we're all here together, we can be at ease, you know.
And so are you on tour right now?
I am some, yeah. I've pulled back a little bit this year. I do have some dates coming up in April and then in May. And it's the latter part of May is my 30th anniversary with my wife, and we're going to Italy for a little bit. So that's kind
of really
fun.
What part of part of Italy?
We're going to go to Rome, Naples, and then over to Puglia on the Adriatic side. So,
cool. I'm going in.
And a lot of the countryside around all of those as well.
We're going with a
fun trip.
A couple.
And usually, you know, these days we're empty nesters, so she comes out on the road with me, and she's like, you know, this is going to be a lot more fun than Oklahoma City. No offense to Oklahoma City.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. This is a good gig.
I play there at the Blue Door all the time. I love that place.
So. Randy. Thanks, man. Thanks for talking, and just appreciate you and everything you're doing. And continued great success.
Oh, thanks very much, brother.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
Peace.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Nothing about this really looks right on paper.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.